it was a really nice collaboration of an Irish producer in Minnesota, an English producer in Florida, and a Brazilian producer here in Brazil. And I think it made for an interesting outcome.
Made even more multicultural by the fact the performer is a Swansboro native and East Carolina University graduate performing primarily in Scots Gaelic. Jennifer Lico discussing the virtual miles put in producing her latest CD, Sing. Jennifer has lived a rather peripatetic life since graduating from ECU in 1998, time in Scotland, time here in eastern North Carolina, time in Brazil, time in Minnesota, time back in Brazil as of this date and time. The production of the new CD, Sing, also has that peripatetic motif. The English producer FaceTimed into a studio in Brazil to produce her vocal tracks with the Brazilian producer, whereupon the Irish producer in Minnesota lays down backing tracks shared for Jennifer's approval via email. It's a very modern method of producing a CD, predominantly made up of traditional music.
Most of the songs that are on here, I've known for quite a while. You collect songs, especially as a folk musician. You began collecting songs and you just kind of keep them until the right moment comes along. And I've never recorded 60% of my album in Gaelic before. Normally I have maybe 30%. So I've enjoyed being able to pull out more of my Gaelic songs.
But while the bulk of Sing is traditional Scots Gaelic music, it's not quite traditional Scots Gaelic music. Working with her triumvirate of producers, Jennifer sought to tweak the sound to bring it a flavor from her native state.
Patsy O'Brien, he's the guitar player that I've been working with for several years. He has a way of understanding traditional music and respecting the tradition of it, but also knowing that you can change it and make your own arrangements. And he really respects and gets my perspective, being from North Carolina, growing up with folk music from North Carolina, yet also having a part of Scottish music in my life. And he was really receptive to the idea of mixing in some country and bluegrass and Appalachian sounds in a subtle way. We certainly didn't want it to be in your face bluegrass because that's not what it is. We just wanted to show that connection.
That approach perhaps getting its best example in the eighth track on Sing, whose pronunciation I'm not clear on. Jennifer might be multilingual, I'm not.
Haina Milovic, the interesting thing about that track is I sang it to him a cappella, and he said, you know, just record it a cappella. I don't want you to record to me playing it. I don't want you to listen to the backing track that I create around it. I want to hear your interpretation of the song, and then let me create the music around that. That's what we did. And I was really surprised with what he sent back to me. Of course, I had planted the seeds. Oh, I'd like a slide guitar, and I'd like some, you know, some fiddle, and I'd like it to sound kind of, you know, like sitting on the front porch of an old home in the mountains kind of vibe. And when he sent it back, I was so pleasantly surprised. And it's one of my favorite tracks as well.
The multilingual aspect of Jennifer's existence creates some interesting dynamics come performance time. Her native tongue is English, and in her current residence, she concentrates on Portuguese. But Scots Gaelic for her seems to be more truly a musical language than a spoken one, a language that allows her to focus more on how her vocal instrument serves the song.
When I sing, especially in Scots Gaelic, it seems to be easier for me than singing in English. I think it's because I'm not thinking about the language. I'm thinking about the tune. Most Scots Gaelic songs, especially the ones that I have an interest in, are walking songs, which are work songs, and dance tunes. And so the most important part of those songs are the musical elements, not the lyrical elements. So I think that's what drives me with those songs. Therefore, I'm not thinking about the lyrics so much. I'm just thinking about the sounds of them.
Jennifer says her emphasis in language nowadays is primarily her Portuguese, with the Scots Gaelic somewhat on the back burner. But while she's concentrating on perfecting what is now more accurately her native tongue, there's been an unexpected burst of personal creativity in regards to the music of her original native tongue that heretofore was previously unknown, which brought some original music to the new CD.
Writing for me has been a slow process. It's not something I've ever enjoyed doing. But when I moved to Brazil this past time, which was about a year and a half ago, I was in the midst of all of these ideas, these song ideas, and I just started writing. I couldn't stop. I've written probably about 100 songs in a year and a half, and I still can't seem to get it all out. And I don't know why. I don't know what has happened in my life that has sparked this need to write, but now it's I need to write. And that's been exciting for me.
I want to find a day where the sun just lights the way and run, yeah, run. See all that I can see, feeling wild and free, just run.
Performing in Brazil has also given her a boost in more ways than creativity. You don't have an approaching 20 years as a performing musician career without having confidence in what you do. But bringing Scots Gaelic music into an area not known for its Scots Gaelic scene gives Jennifer the freedom to put her own stamp on her traditional style, where she might potentially be more inhibited in regions more familiar with the tradition. And some of that own stamp is apparent in the new CD.
I think being in Brazil and the fact that I'm here performing music that most people are not familiar with in this area, it's so different from Brazilian music. Yet Brazilians are so open to hear different sounds, and they love the mixture of different sounds and ideas. I mean, all of their music shows that they are receptive to any style, and they love mixing those styles. So for me to come in with something that they're not really used to and perform these songs kind of gives me an extra boost, and it makes me feel more confident in presenting something how I think it should best be presented, because I know there's not someone listening to me thinking, well, a traditional singer wouldn't really do that. I don't think I'm doing anything disrespectful to the music. I just think I'm more confident, which comes across better.
Swansboro native, ECU grad Jennifer Liko's new CD is entitled Sing. I'm George Olson.
Count rule, let any and be a do, let any and count rule, let any and mother, but a mother.